Okay, we're on Pei Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. Omer Blevi, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei Akova. Shneemar Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva Shedocha Es Losasa Shebetora. Shneemar, Leimor Hein Yishalach Isha Tishto V'holcha Mi'ito V'hoysel Isha Acher HaYoshu V'leho Od HaLochonuf Techna Fa'oretz Ahi. V'ad Zonisa Roim Rabin V'shuva Elayinu Mashem. Right, that what normally would be alav, a woman who was divorced and gets remarried, can't return to her original husband, even if the other husband dies or divorces her. Here, Klal Yisrael went after Avodah Zarah, as if the Rabbanu Shalom divorced her, and she, what's it called, married somebody else, and she can still come back. So it's Docha Lo Sasa Shabbatora. Rashi, Lo Sasa Shabbatora, V'yuchal Bala Rishon L'shuv L'kachta, the love of that the husband is not allowed to remarry her if she got married after him. So they ask the Chorei, oh, we always say, Esei Docha Lo Sasei. So the Esei of Tshuva is Docha Lo Sasei of this. What's the Chiddush? So there's some say that the Chiddush is that it's not Be'idna, it's not at the same time. Here, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is taking her back, and she's doing the Tshuva. It's two different people doing the Tshuva. It's not the same thing. Another say it's talking not with a person divorced her, but she was mezama. Then there's a lav and an essay to take her back. And then you never say essay docha lav the essay. So, and it's like that, because the Rav Shem never was megarisher, and he never died. So, we were mezama, tachtav, and still he takes us back. And that, a regular essay wouldn't be docha. Omer Bionason, Gedola Tshuva, Shemekareves es hageula. Shneemar uvol etzion goel uleshove pesha biyakov. Ma tam uvol etzion goel mishum deshove pesha biyakov. Right, there's different gersos over here. Shem karevis es hagula or shem vias hagula. Some want to say that it's totally in the machlokas whether Klal Yisrael have to do tshuva before Mashiach comes or not. It's machlokas in Sanhedrin. So if it says mekarevis es hagula, so then it's not necessary, but it'll bring me closer. If it says Mevias Hagula, then it's necessary. But Lamaisa, over there, most of the Shitas explain that everybody holds you need tshuva before Mashiach comes. The question is, does it have to be voluntary tshuva or even forced tshuva helps? So in any case, tshuva, Lamaisa, not only helps bring the Geula, it brings it even closer. Omer Eish Lakish, Gedola tshuva shiz donos nasas lokish kagos. Person does averus, the mezid. He does tshuva. The mezid becomes like shogeg. Shneemar tshuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha ki koshalta ba'avonecha. Ha'avon mezid hu. Avon is mezid. The kokori le'michshol, which is shogeg. Versus eini v'omrei shlokish gedola tshuva shes donos nasas lokish zochios. My tshuva is so great that this donos become like zochios. So not only like shkagos, they become mamish like mitzvahs. Shneemar v'shuv rosham v'yishato v'asam mishpat v'tzedok aleya ha'ya yichya. So it says, Masha here, this becomes like a mitzvah. Lokasha, kam mi'ava, kam mi'yira. If you do tshuva mi'ava, then zdonos ha'nasu k'zochios. If you only do tshuva mi'yira, then it's k'nasim k'shkagos. The idea being that, I understand it, we'll see there's others that say differently, but l'maisa, I understand it's like this. If you do tshuva meira, so what are you afraid of? The onish that you're going to get from the avera. So the onish goes away, but the avera itself remains, which is like what's it called? That's like a shkaga. The shogeg is where you have the metzias of the avera, not necessarily the onish. In other words, you're afraid of the Rabbanu Shalom, so you square yourself away with him, but the onish doesn't go away. If you do tshuva meava, then the Aveira becomes retroactively becomes the reason why you now did the tshuva. So the Aveira becomes an incentive to tshuva. So the Aveira becomes part of the tshuva itself, becomes part of the mitzvah. That's why it's a mitzvah. Others say that what's the mitzvah over here? Some say that since you have to do tshuva, you have to be marbe mamaisim tovim, so the tshuva is marbe other maisim tovim. Not that the aveira itself becomes a mitzvah, but it leads to other mitzvahs. Others say that since l'mafreya, I think the Stipler says, since l'mafreya, the aveir is wiped away completely. It's like you didn't do anything then. And balach is, if you don't do anything, it's like you did a mitzvah. Right? Yoshev, lo as aveir is like you did a mitzvah. So mail is what you call, it's like a mitzvah. Okay, those are the pshatim of why tshuva me'ava makes it mamish like a mitzvah. Okay. Rashi. Aleihem ha'yohu yichya al kol ma she'osa v'af al averis. Even for the averis, you get life. It's like you did a mitzvah. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Gedola tshuva shemarecha shnosat shalodim. Tshuva lengthens a person's life. Shenemar v'shuv rosha merishoso chayo yichya. Some say that the idea is that with a person's life is quality also. So if you've done averis, your life is shortened quality-wise. If you do tshuva, you lengthened your life because you make that time that was not quality now quality. So it's lengthening your life qualitatively. Omer of Yitzchak, Amri v'marova, Mishmei d'Rabba bar Mori, Bo re'ei shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, maknin es chavero b'dvorim, sofik mispayis hemenu, sofik ein mispayis hemenu. By a person, even if you upset somebody else just with words, right? So, sofik, whether you'll be able to appease him or not. Vim tomer mispayis hemenu, and even if you'll appease him, Sofik mispayis b'dvorim, sofik ein mispayis b'dvorim. You may appease him with words, you may have to bribe him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu adam over aveira b'seiser. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a person does an aveira b'seiser, where he's not going to be punished for it necessarily, so it's just between him and the Rabbanu Shalom. Or some say even b'seiser, and he, what's it called, makes believe as if the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't know. So it really angers the Rabbanu Shalom. Mispayis b'mena b'dvorim. All he has to do is appease him with words. Shenemar kui mochem dvorim v'shuvel Hashem. V'lo od el shemachzik lo tova. Shenemar v'kach tov. The Rabbanu Shalom not only appeases and ends up neutral, but he considers it that he did something good. V'lo od el shemal of akosu kilu hikrit porim. Not only that, it's as if he brought korbanos. Shenemar v'neshalm v'porim slaseinu. Shema Toma Porechova, I might think that's only like you brought Porechova. You brought Porim that you have to bring. Talmud Lomer, Erpa Mishuva, Som, Ohavim Nedova. That's even like Korbanos Nedova, which is even a higher Madrega. Which seems to be so, sir, the Klal, that Gedola, Godel HaMetzuva V'yosa, Mishayim Metzuva V'yosa. But something you have to do is greater than what you volunteer to do. Here it's Mashma, the opposite. That the carbon nedava is greater than a carbon chova. So once wanted to explain that that look at Rashi, when the shal mispayis hemenu, makabel hemenu piusim. He accepts, he's pacified, he's appeased. When the shal mepardes vaseinu mokum pardes nedava mekubeles baratzon yoser mechova. A carbon nedava is mekubel baratzon more than a chova. So once wanted to explain, I think it's emes. I had another terrace, I can't remember what it was, but this terrace is one they usually say. That Godel HaMetzuva Yosa has nothing to do with the greatness of the mitzvah itself. It's HaMetzuva. Godel HaMetzuva, a person who is mitzvah, is greater than the person who's not mitzvah. Because since he has to go against his Yetzer Hara, it strengthens him more. That doesn't say anything about the mitzvah itself. Rashi over here explains that a mitzvah that's done, b'nedava, the Rabbanu Shalom's mekabel the mitzvah greater. That's true. Right, a mitzvah you have to do is not mekubal as great as the mitzvah that you volunteer to do. But the person who does the mitzvah he has to do is greater because it strengthens him more than the person who does something he doesn't have to do where there's not so much of a yetzer hara. The other terrors had something to do with the difference between mitzvahs and karbanos. Karbanos is a function of ratzon Hashem. Mitzvahs is tzivui Hashem. When it comes to tzivuyim, God la mitzvah, mishena mitzvah. When it comes to doing Ratzon Hashem, which is Karbanos, they're the opposite. The Karban that's a Ratzon, that's a Nedav, is greater than a Karban that's not Ratzon, that's a Chova. Okay. Tanya. Hayu Reb Meir Omer, Gedola Tshuva Shebishvil Yochid She'osa Tshuva Mochla L'Kol Olam Kulo. One person does Tshuva, the whole world is forgiven. And some say that means that the Klal, that since the world is judged according to Rov, if one person does tshuva and the world was equal, then the whole world is forgiven because of that one person. Shenema erpa mishuva sam ohavein midava kishav api mimenu mehem lo nemar ela mimenu from all of Klal Yisrael. Let's say mimenu means from him alone, and still it's what's it called? It's chal on all of Klal Yisrael. Erpa mishuva sam min hayachid. Something missing here. The test. Right, it doesn't make sense. Right, erpa mishuvasom is plural, so it's missing. The girsa should be the Gebach says erpa mishuvasom. Right, is rabim, and shav api mimenu is yochid. Okay. Heichi domi bal tshuva. What do you know if you're a Baal Tshuva? Omer of Yehuda, and there's other girsas, it doesn't have the girsa here, but Hechidami Tshuva. How do you know if you did Tshuva? Here it's Mashma, it's a Baal Tshuva. Right? How do you know if you did Tshuva, you did Tshuva? How do you know that you're now a Baal Tshuva, you're a master of it, you're not going to go back to it? Right? It's not a qualification of the Tshuva. That's how the Rambam learns. It's a qualification of a Baal Tshuva. Okay? Omer of Yehuda, kigon shebos liyado dvar aveira pam rishon oshniya v'nitzalei menu. Right? The aveira came back to you twice, and you didn't do it. Others are not goresh twice. The Rambam's not goresh twice. If you came into the aveira that you did tshuva on, and you don't do it again, once, then you're a baal tshuva. Mochi Rav Yehuda boso isha boso per boso mocho. Has to be the same circumstances that the first time, and you didn't do the aveira, then it's a raya, you're a baal tshuva. Okay? Others learn it, it's a raya of a tshuva. In other words, the question is over here, what is the measure of tshuva? According to the Shari Tshuva, the measure of tshuva is how much your Kabbalah al-Osid is sincere. How do you know if your Kabbalah al-Osid is sincere if you did it again? If you didn't do it again, you know it was sincere. If you did it again, then it wasn't so sincere. So it affects how qualitative the tshuva is. According to the Rambam, tshuva is charata. How much charata you have. Not necessarily Kabbalah al-Hasid. So what is this a measure of? Not tshuva, but baal tshuva. How do you know if your tshuva is going to stay? That's if you come to the same situation, don't do it again. Amar Yehuda, Rav Romi Ksiv, Rav Burab Shkirim Tzukim, Ashrei Nisui Peshek Sui Chator, says that a person should cover up his sins. You cover up your sins, you're not matzliach. Lo kasha. Ho bechet mefursam, ho bechet sheinu mefursam. Depends. If the sin was already public, then it's good to publicize it, whether it's beinon lechaver or beinon lemakom. If the sin was not public, it's not good to publicize sins. It's a chilul Hashem. It's time that people do chatoim, makes other people think you could do chatoim too. Rav Zutra Batruvia Omer of Nachman, Kan Bavir Shabinon Lechaveiro, Kan Bavir Shabinon Lemakom. And Rav Zutra said in the name of Nachman, a different carriage. That it depends if it's a Chet Benor Lechaveiro, then it's a good idea to be Mepharsimit. But if it's a Chet Benor Lemakom, then it's a Chutzpah to the Rabban Shalom to Mepharsimit, you're not Mepharsimit. So the Shiloh, whether this argues on the first one or not. In other words, by Benor Lechaveiro, you always are Mepharsimit. Then it depends if it's a chet mefursim or not. The Rambam seems to learn that the two answers argue on each other, and he paskins dafka by the what's it called chet bein adam lechaveiro. There you should be mefarsim, chet bein adam lemakom you shouldn't, and he's not mechalik between mefursim and not mefursim. Another say even the Rambam mefursim and not mefursim, there's no mitzvah to be mefarsim. It's just that there's no issur if it's mefursim. Hashenkin by a cheping or mechaver, it's a mitzvah mefarsim. Rashi. Shebod dvar aver liyado, shenichshol bakvar. The avera that he did before and did tshuva on comes back again in the same way that it was. Boso isha, boso makom, sheover shoma avera, boso perek, mito shedoma, mikova kol hazman shenichshol bakvar, yitzro misgaber alo, v'omer lo re'e plonis, v'oso makom, v'oso pereku. Since you already did it once, it's harder to hold yourself back. And then it's the what's it called, the proof that your tshuva is successful. kisui chato shel nisgal avonu, not to publicize your chet. The chet mefursim tov lo sheyoldo v'yispayish v'lo yichberbo. It's something that anyway people know about. It's a good idea to admit it publicly. The chet sheino mefursim lo yigale cheto. Then he shouldn't be mefursim it. U'kvod Hashemu, because kvod Hashem. Shekol ma'shodim chotim b'farheshim miut kvod shemaimu. People see that people can do aveiras, so it's miut kvod shemaim. It's the more people know about aveiras, the more that it's mamayit der kvod shemaim. That's why it says haroes soto b'kulkula yazir. Even if you see the chet, even though you know that it's a kilkul and it's no good, but l'maisa it makes it in your eyes that you see people can do things against the Rabbanu Shul. Aveiras shebeinon lechaveiro yigala l'rabin shivakshu mimenu shimcholo. Right, because Averish Ben Ol Chavero, there's a bedakka reason to be mafar submit that people should go and try to get the guy to be mochel the person. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam over Avera Pam Rishona mochel lo, Shnia mochel lo, Shlishis mochel lo, Revius ain mochel lo, Shneamar Koamar Hashem Al Shlosha Pishe Israel V'Al Arbo Lo Ashivenu, Hain Kol Ela Yifal El Pamim Shaloshim Gever. Maiva Omer, what's the second pasuk? It says already, Aravi, Lo Ashivenu, till three, yes, four, not. And here's our Panu Sholos, right? So what's the difference? For Omer, the Chitema, Honey Mile, Betsibur, that the first pasuk is talking Betsibur, Shosha Pishe Yisrael, Avonos of the Tsibur. That's when the Rabbanu shows Mokal the first three times. Ava B'yachid Lo, Tashma, Hein Kolela, Yifal Il, Panim Shoshim Geber, even for a Yachid, the Rabbanu shows forgives the first three times, and what does that mean, Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, the idea is, what does that mean? The Rosh Hashanah forgives. Some say that it means the same chait. The same chait, if a person does a chait, the three times, the same one, so, and it's an essay. So then, tshuva helps by itself. But the fourth time already, tshuva won't help by itself, it goes up one level. Now you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. And the same thing goes if you had lav. Normally you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. The fourth time you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim. Goes up one level. That's how some learn. Others learn they're talking about different aveiras. The first three aveiras, the Rabbanu Shalom forgives off the slate. Right? That's the Rabbanu Shalom just doesn't count the first three aveiras. He starts with the fourth. Okay, in a person's life, first three aveiras he does are free. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do them. But they're wiped off the slate. Once you do the fourth one, then it says that the first three come back too. Okay. Tana Rabban, Aveiro shat chizvad aleim yom kippurim zelo yisvad aleim yom kippur macher. Aveiro is that you are misvada this Yom Kippur and you didn't return to do them. There's no reason to be misvada another Yom Kippur. They're gone. The imshona bohem tzorek lisvadas yom kippur. But if you did them again, then you shouldn't be misvada just on the ones you did that year. But if you did averas that you did tshuva on, right, and you did the same averas again, and it's not because if you did them again, the tshuva doesn't help, says the Ma'abid. So the tshuva helps even if you go back to do the avera, even though it says that tshuva is only if the Rabbanu Shel Olam made, you'll never do it again. That's at the time you did the tshuva, you were so sincere you wouldn't have done it again. Then situations change, you did it again. That doesn't passel your tshuva l'mafreya. But if you did tshuva an aveira, and then you do the aveira again, right? So when you're being misvada on the aveira that you did now, you should remind yourself that you once did it before and did tshuva, so you'll be careful to make sure that you don't end up doing this one again too. What happens if you didn't do the aveira again? And you were misvada on it the next Yom Kippur, even though you didn't do it again. It's like a dog going back and eating his vomit. Now you did the tshuva and leave it. No, it's a good thing to be misvada even on aveiros you already did tshuva on and already one Yom Kippur passed. Why? Because the idea is that even though you did tshuva, there's so many levels of tshuva that another Yom Kippur will clean it off even more. Right? Yom Kippur helps, and tshuva helps, but it helps according to the sincerity. It's like a stain. You can get out of stain minimally, you can get it out more, you put it in the washing machine again, it'll take out more of the stain, and more of the stain. So even tshuva on an aveira you're ready to tshuva on, it's going to help to take away the effect of the aveira more. Elamani mekayim kekelev shovakeo. So what's the pasuk? Like a kelev who eats his vomit, right? Not to do something again where it's not necessary. Kivrafuna. So Rafuna kivin shovar adam aveira v'shama bahutrolo. Hutrolo sokadaita. The person did an aveira, did it twice. It's mutter. Once it's mutter, ela ema nasis lo keheter. Right? It becomes like mutter. Once you get used to doing it, you don't see that it's also anymore. And therefore, it's a remez to the inyan of what's called the rapun over here, that kekelev shaval keyo, if you did the aveira twice, it already weakens the whole isser of the aveira in your eyes, and there's little chance you're going to do tshuva for it. The tzarech lipro tesachet, you have to specify the chet. You have to mention which chet you did, not just say, I sinned. Shenemar ona chato amazech atogit olav ayaslam lahezor. Like Moshe said, he was mafarik, what Klal Yisrael did by the eagle. Now some say that this argues on what we said before, whether you have to mafarik in the chait or not. Here's Mashmi, you have to mafarik the chait, you have to say it out. And others say, no, there's no machlokas. This is talking about saying it to yourself, quietly, but you have to specify it. Or you don't have to specify it. The other one is to say it publicly. That's a separate machlokas. Some learn this is the same thing as before. Mafarik the chait means to specify it and to say it out. And others say that this is a completely separate machlokas, not totally, but we can't be for it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ashrei Nesui Pesha, Ksui Chator. Person should cover up his chet. Here it doesn't mean cover it up, not, according to the second pshat, not be mefarsim it, but not even mention it specifically. Elamau Shomer Moshe Vayaslan Rahizov. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu mention the chet specifically? He could have just said they were chotek. Why do you have to say what they did? To Rabbi Yana, it was a different reason. To Rabbi Yana, he was using this as a defense for them. Right? They made an idol of gold. That was a defense. Why? Omar Moshe with Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Rebona Shalom, and Kesef is of Shir Beishalom Yisrael, Acham Rudai, right? You, the D Zahav, right? You gave them so much gold and silver. That was the cause why they made this god of silver. You caused this god of gold. That you caused it. Rashi. The Chatosi Negdi Tamid. Any sover shekapartali. I don't think that it's the kapar is complete. Vari Tamid Kilu Negdi Omid. And meaning that in a chanami, tshuva helps, and it's not that you're kofar, that tshuva doesn't help, but Yom Kippur doesn't help. But it helps according, again, to the sincerity of the tshuva, and if there's more room to be more sincere, then it takes off more of the aveira. The tzorek lefaret is a chet, shumisvada omer chet ploni chatos. You have to mention the specific chet. Kidrabyane lo hiskiru oven el lamato. The reason he mentioned is not because you have to be mentioned the aveira to be vidui. The reason he mentioned it is as a defense. For lomer atogaram to them, you caused them to do this chait. Moshele adam sheilo ben noel machilu mashkeil v'tolu lo kishel dinim b'tzavara v'oshiva b'petach zonos ma'yasa shelo yechta. You gave them the opportunity to do this chait. It's like a person, he had a son, right, and he dressed him up and he fed him well or whatever, and he tied a money around his neck and he put him by a petach shel zonos. What's the kid supposed to do? Right, he's basically set the stage for the aveira. So too, the Rabban Shem, by giving him too much gold and silver, set the stage for the aveira. Okay, Shnei Parnosim Tovim Omdu Lohem Yisrael, Moshe V'David. Moshe Omer Yichtov Surchani, Shenemer Yan Lohem Amti Bilat Yisheni. Every time it mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it mentions exactly what he did wrong. Yan Asher Lohem Amti Bilat Yisheni. David Omer Al Yichtov Surchani. David asked that the Rabban Shem doesn't mention his faith. Shenemer Ashrei Nesui Peshek Esui Chator. Marshal the Moshe of David Lamar de Verdoma. Why did Moshe ask that his chait be mentioned and David not? V'shtei Noshim Shalaka V'Vezdin. Two women got Malkus and Vezdin. Achas Kilkala. One was Mizana. The Achas Ochla Pagei Shvius. And one ate Pagei Shvius. The way Rashi learns is she ate Te'enim of Shvius before they, what's it called, before they ripened. And that's Hefzid. It's not meaning that, not that she ate them before they ripened, because then there's no hefzid, they're not worth achil. What happened is she picked them before they were what's it called ripe, and that prevented them from becoming perishvias. So you were moxing the peris by picking them too early. Rashi. Moshe Omer Yichtov Sukhani, Shinemer Yandlo Hemantim Bi. Bechom Makum Shinichta Misoso, Shom Nichtov Sukhani. Whatever it mentions Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it mentions what he did wrong. Alma Nichale Lemichtave Zimnin Tuva. Masha the Moshe Rabbeinu was happy that the Torah should say over and over again what he did wrong. Lishtei Nashim Shalokos, Achas Kilkala Zinsa. The history of Bala Malkus. Right? They gave her Hasra for Malkus and she got Malkus. Kach Dor HaMidbar, Mesu B'Midbar, Sheminu L'Meragla. The reason the Dor HaMidbar died in the Midbar is because they believed the Meraglim. Moshe Meis B'Midbar al Shimun HaMorim. Not because he was part of the Chet HaMeraglim, because of Shimun HaMorim. Omar Yichtov Surchoni Shalo Yomru Af Ani Kilkalti K'mosam. So Moshe said, I want you to make sure that every time you write why I died, don't let people think it was because I was part of the Chet HaMeraglim. It's because I was called I said Shimun HaMorim. Pageshvius Te'enim Shlobishlu Kol Tzorchan. She plucked Te'enim before they were ripe. V'rachmana Omer V'hoisa Shabbos Ha'oretz Lachem La'ochla La'ochla V'lohetze. She was mopsed them from being able to be eaten as Perishvius. Omer V'hen Oso Sh'ochla Pageshvius V'akosha Mikem Hodiyu Amahi Loka Shalo Yomra Amasha Zuloka Zuloka. Right, that you pagishvius with Tolba Tzavora. So she asked the Bezin, Vayumachrizin, Lepanea Vomrim, Al Iske Shvius Hiloka. The woman who ate pagishvius asked that they publicize that she's getting Malkus, not for the same reason the other one is. Right, it's obviously a much less busha to eat pagishvius than to be Mazam. Mefarsin Mesachanothim Nechil Hashem. Rashi, Mefarsin Mesachanothim, you publicize the flatterers. Shehen Rishoyim, what are these flatterers? It's talking about people who are Rishoyim, Umarna, and they look like tzaddikim. They make themselves look like tzaddikim. Fakers, hypocrites. That's a hypocrite. Hypocrite, somebody's a Rasha, but he makes himself look like a tzaddik. Im yesh makir b'maisav, if somebody knows that he's a hypocrite, mitzvah l'farsav, a mitzvah to expose him. Mipnei chil l'ashem, why? Shebnei odom l'meidim imaisav, people learn from him, they say, wow, this guy's a tzaddik, and he's really a Rasha. Shesvurim alav shu tzaddik. So that's one reason. And really, he's not a tzaddik, and people will learn the wrong things from him. Va'od, kishibo alav peronius b'nei adam omrim ma'hoi alo schuso. When he'll be punished for being a rasha, and he looks like a tzaddik, it'll be a chil Hashem. People will say, you see, tzaddik can get punished. Shenemar u'beshuv tzaddik mitzidko v'oso ovel v'nosati michso lefonov. Shuvas ha-mukhlotim akeves ha-peronius. Rashi, Mukhlatin, Rishoyim Gemurim. Even people who are Rishoyim, Shinema, Vishuv Tzadik Mitzidko, Sefer Dekrov, Nosati Michalafonov, Ani Mamsi Liyodo Chet Goloi Lechol, She Koshel Bo, the Yedu is Maisav. Somebody's a hypocrite, the Rabbanu Shalom brings him a Chet that's going to expose him. So it's a mitzvah to expose him. Hamukhlatin, Rishoyim Gemurim. When Rishoyim Gemurim do tshuva, right, it's Ma'akit Peronios from everybody. The Apple P. Shenechtam Olav Gzardin Shal Peronios Shalvas Rishoyim. No, so when the tshuva, the tshuva of Mukhlatim is Ma'akib Peronios, even if the Gzardin of Peronios was written. Shalvas Rishoyim Sofa Takola. But if when Rishoyim have it good, then it's going to, in the end, not good for them. The Harishus Mekaberis is Ba'aleva. Right? The person who has authority, authority position buries you early. Okay. Rashi. Shalvas Rishoyim Sofa Takol Mito Shalvasim Hen Yoshim Maharim Baveris. Since they have easy time, they have time to do Averis. So it's not good for a Rasha. Baharashus Harabonus means authority. The Kaberis Baleha Shenemar Vayomas Yosef Trila Vyakakor. Yosef had a position of authority. He died before all the other brothers. Orum, even though it says that Yosef died because he heard his father called Eved in front of him by the brothers and stopped them, but that's because he had that authority position that he had more situations that he could be chote. Now, saying that a person doesn't have authority situations, doesn't have that many situations where he can guard himself much easier. Orum nichnas lo, orum yotze mimena. Ulavai Shateyachia could be. A person comes naked into this world, and he leaves the world naked. Halavai, he should come, leave the same way he came. Some bring a raya from here, there's no Indian of Gilgul. It's mashma that everybody comes into the world free of sin. And halavai should leave the same way. Right? Others say that's a rishash. Doesn't bring it from here, brings it from other places. Others say no. That a person comes free of sin this time around. He may come with things, baggage from other times, but that's not this time around. Halavai should leave with no more sins than he came in. Rav Kavinotik Lemidan Dina, when Rav would go out to be done a din, go to the basement to be done, Omar Haki, B'tzavu Nafshe L'Ktala Notik. I'm going out with the understanding that I could be killed. Right? Notik L'Dina Lios Don Din. Right? So B'tzavu, it means, Pashas Rashi says, B'tzavu Nafshe B'rtzon Atzma L'Ktala Azer. Lisa Onishchei. Shema Yishke Bedin, the Alat Morakane. I'm going out with the knowledge I could be killed. So some say, the Rashi says, that the idea is that maybe you'll make a mistake and be Machayev the Zakai or whatever, and he'll be Chayev Misa for making a mistake. Others say that he'll be Machayev the Rasha who's Bedin, do what he's supposed to do, and the guy will kill him. Right? He'll be rolled with him. Right? Whatever he'll do to him, take him to court, whatever he'll do. So he's afraid, you know, what's it called? I'll be done the din and do what I'm supposed to do, and the repercussions will be terrible. The tzavu beisei lesu of it, right? And since I'm going to be done the din, I'm not going to get anything from it. So I'm not bringing anything home from my house. Varekev lebeisei also, I'll go back to my home empty-handed. Ulevai shnei bia ki yitzia. Halevai, I should leave at least. Come back the way that I left. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.